I am Saeeda Jamshidi for the KBCS Community Report. Linda Wolf is an internationally known photographer whose works have appeared in several magazines and museums around the world. She recently was awarded a grant from the University of Washington to do a photo study on Iranian women, as she describes it, to take genuine pictures of women behind the veil.
I just think that it's my language. And so as a language, I can express myself deeply through the visual medium. Light, spirit. I can feel someone's spirit. I feel spiritually connected to the energy of other people. Okay. I can feel it in the way they exude what they're feeling. I feel what other people feel. It's a very intuitive, sensitive, extrasensory perception. I look into the energy and into the vibration and the frequency of a human being and their emotions, and I feel it.
Photography for Linda is the easiest way to express herself. She thinks she can compact 1,000 words into a 6x12 inch piece of paper and read the poetry out of that. She finds a connection between what she sees on the outside world, the translation of the image in her brain, the feeling she gets from the image, and the click on the shutter. She's never had a problem presenting her pictures that come out of this confluence of brain, heart, and camera, but presenting herself as a person was difficult.
My biggest struggles have been with my self-esteem. And in allowing myself to be all of me. I used to say that I wear a size 10 shoe, but I was trying to fit myself into a size 8, you know, as a person. I was trying to make myself smaller. I was trying to be what I considered to be, you know, a good girl or a woman, the right kind of woman. Instead of being who I am, I was unfulfilled. My spirit was hungry and thirsty for fulfillment, and I needed to become the beloved myself before I could truly be fulfilled. Rather than looking for love outside myself, looking for appreciation, looking for recognition, looking for self-esteem, self-worth outside of myself, I needed to come to my own self and find it in me.
In fighting this battle, she decided to put the camera between herself and other people.
By bringing the camera up and focusing on them, it was one of the ways, instead of being able to look straight in someone's eyes, which I might have been shy or embarrassed to do, I could study them from behind the camera.
When I met Linda at her home in Bainbridge Island, I thought I'm going to enter a two-story home full of photos and pictures all over. Instead, she had one big photo of a tight shot of an old black woman kissing a white man with a long beard and green braid. I've seen that in her website, lindawolf.net, but didn't know that. It was for the Olympics in 1984, where it stayed on the billboard for 6 months. The only other big picture was on the wall of the living room from Emmanuel Blanche, the 3-year-old daughter of a French royalist who has given up his royalty and moved into a cave in the south of France to live a pure and uncivilized life. The photo was the first picture that ever be purchased by Museum Cantini in France in 1973. She says that the map of the human soul is on the face, and she loves to study this map. Downstairs, there is a photo of Susanna Ribeiro.
Susanna, who suffered with anorexia, bulimia, and two suicide attempts in her teen years. She's now older there. She's probably 20. And she's standing with a Cosmopolitan magazine, and we've lit it on fire. So she's holding this burning, flaming Cosmo magazine and standing there with her beautiful self. She's transcended. She's survived. She's thrived. By rejecting this desire to kill herself, trying to become skinny.
Linda is not only a photographer, but an author of 3 books. You can look at her pictures on her website, www.lindawolf.net. This is Saeeda Jamshidi for the KBCS Community Report.